What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday the 19th of May. And welcome, any new people who don't know me, welcome to the most intelligent and interesting and thought-provoking and offensive, you could, some people might say, podcast of the day. Not of the year. I'm not even in the podcast awards. There's some podcast awards that are going on at the moment. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but they've not even heard of me, so I'm going to win that one day. You mark my words. I don't think so. I'll probably win the Raspberry Prize, but there is a podcast awards, apparently. I don't care because it's more about the video. If they're going to say I'm shit at the podcast, I'll say it's all about the video that's on YouTube. So if you're listening on podcast, there's also videos on YouTube. Check out my pretty face. It's all there. What I'm going to say, what's the news? Donald Trump. His testing has become a human guinea pig for all our benefits, or at least for all Americans' benefits. He's taking hydroxychloroquine or whatever the hell the fuck it is called. He's taking the drug, which is unproven to deal with COVID-19. It's for malaria and all these other things, isn't it? But he just said in a press conference that he's taking it. He's been taking it for a while. And he said, I'm still here. I'm fine. No problems or whatever. And he hasn't even got COVID-19 though, so it's fucking defeats the purpose, doesn't it? What's he taking it for? And he said, I couldn't wait to see your eyes lighting up when I said that. And their eyes aren't lighting up. Their eyes are just like shocked and surprised at the fucking stupid statement, really, because there's no reason for him to be taking it, is there? Unless he's taking it, obviously he's taking it as a precautionary measure, but it doesn't really fucking work, does it? You want to take it to see if it works to kill it when you get it as a vaccine. That's the point of it. Anyway, he's taking it. It'd be funny if he comes to the next press conference. He says, I'm fine, no problems. I've been taking it for a few weeks now, no problems. I'm sure he changed the amount of time he's been taking it a couple of times. Next time you see him, all his hairs fell out and his fucking lips are bright purple. That's what he'll say. I'm totally fine. Nothing wrong, not whatsoever. So I thought I'd come here and talk about what I'm building, my new Trump Tower in Timbuktu or whatever, start talking a load of nonsense because he's starting to hallucinate and starting going down a real dark path. I don't know what the fuck, but he's taking it anyway. So if you didn't see that, don't follow that, because you can swig it down with a glass of disinfectant if you're having trouble swallowing it. The good thing, the good thing is that that's a prescription drug, but I don't even know if it is. You can probably find it. I remember somebody saying that they fucking saw it in fish food. And people are going to start, fucking, don't start eating your fish food, whatever you do. Fish food and disinfectant. Anything that Donald Trump tells you to do is pretty much a fucking something to get it double checked and triple checked by people with some kind of fucking common sense. Because he just talks. It's like impulsive, you know. I can do it here as a comedic take on the news. It's an impulsive fucking reaction, but you can't do that as the fucking president of the United States, just come out with fucking random off the cuff remarks. I mean, he's got a team of people who are just running around him, just putting out fires. You know, remember the cartoon, the Dandy? I'm sure it was the Dandy, or was it the Beano? There was like what was it called? They had all the different stories in there. One of them was called the Numbskulls. And it was basically a load of little people in somebody's brain running around, controlling him. And they're running around, pulling ropes to make the eyes go up and down, or flush the stuff down the, you know, making his tongue work and all that kind of stuff. All these loads of little people. And I bet there's loads of them little going on in Donald Trump's head, running around like firemen with a fucking like crazy like emergency situation permanently on the go. But anyway, yeah, that's one way of looking at it. That somebody makes that into a cartoon. Remember, it was my idea. Again, I want royalties. It's the only way I'm going to make any money off this podcast, all my brilliant ideas that I come up with, that I think that I should be making money off, but I can't. I haven't got time to do them myself because I'm making this podcast for your entertainment. So if anybody else goes and do it, then I want my share. And I want 51%, not 49%. I want a small percentage. I want the most. I want all of the percentage. I want to be the chief stakeholder or whatever they call it. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm just saying the ideas just come out. They come out and, like, you know, I might even have to team up with Donald Trump and come up with some, even because mine are stupid ideas, but his are stupid ideas from a fucking, you know, health and safety perspective. At least I'm doing it for your humour, maybe. And because somebody's going to nick my idea, I know it's going to happen. One of these days, 18 million lost, the Queen's lost 18 million pounds. 18 million lost to finances is cataclysmic, is what's written in the paper. I don't even know what cataclysmic means, but I think it means very bad, very bad for the situation. 18 million loss, but it's the Queen, and she's fucking multi-millionaire, and she can't spend a penny. Does the Queen ever spend a penny? Can you ever imagine, ever see the Queen at a shop? Do you ever see the Queen in on Amazon, ordering shit on Amazon? Maybe they do that, I don't know. But I can't see the Queen spending a fucking penny. It's all on, like, expenses and stuff. Isn't it? Probably they'll come out of her money. 18 million quid loss. But that's probably from 100 million or whatever they would normally take. What do they normally take? I should know this, shouldn't I? I should give you the full facts and not just give you part of the facts. But that means reading it all, and I ain't got time to do that. Last year, tourism earned the royals more than 70 million from ticket and souvenir sales. So 18 million off of 70. So that's what? 52 million? 52 million. Well, fucking boo-hoo. That's not fucking our times, is it? You're not going to be at the dole queue anytime soon. Yeah, that's another thing. Imagine signing on. Signing up for a government grant or putting everybody on furlough. They're still getting 52 million profit. No. Yeah, if they're losing 18 million, they're getting 52 million profit. So it's not the fucking hardest times, is it? But a lot of people worse off than that, I'm afraid. We're not going to be crying for you just yet. There's a lot of people at the food banks, and there's people actually in the dole queue. The dole queues are going to be bigger than the fucking, they've been in generations, bigger than the, well, in the 80s, that was crazy. And then you go back to the fucking 30s and whatever else, and the fucking after the war. Well, after the war, there's fucking loads of jobs, weren't there? But in the 80s, there was fucking 3 million people unemployed. It's got to be close to that now, surely. Everybody wants to fucking find something to do online, find something to do from your house so you don't have to go out. As I said before, some people have just come up with thinking all this stuff, been stuck in the house now, and I found a way of making money. All of a sudden, I don't have to go back to that shit job. So they'll leave their job, do what they've decided to do instead, what they've figured out during the lockdown, and then some of them people can go and do their job. But don't take any advice from fucking Prince Charles, who's telling people to go and pick fruit and veg over the summer to help guarantee the UK's food supply. Although he does mean well, but I'm just going to take the piss because I can't consider Prince Charles leading from the front and going and doing it himself. He should do. He's saying in a video message, he said it will be hard graft but for many used to office jobs, but signing up is of the utmost importance. And he compares the Pick for Britain campaign to the land army harvesting crops in World War II. Food does not happen by magic. It begins with all our remarkable farmers and growers. It's mad when people with loads of money tell you what to do, isn't it? But fruit begins, it's a job at the end of the day. And if you live near there, why not? It's fucking out in the open. You're out in the sun. As long as you get paid. But half the time, they don't want English people today. They want Europeans. They've even said before, English people that don't work hard enough at it. And like the Europeans, they come and they graft and they earn their money because they know that the money's worth more when they take it home. So it's got extra incentive when you earn a shit wage here, but you take it back to somewhere where the money doubles or something like that. They're like, fucking hell, it's well worth it. Whereas an English person's like, doesn't give them the incentive, does it? Should do. As I said, it's like exercise and that, isn't it? I've fruit picked 3 days in Australia. I don't even know if I lasted 3 days. I was there 3 days. I was meant to be there 6 weeks. So I'm not talking from the... don't take don't let me tell you what to do, like Prince Charles is trying to do. I lasted 3 days, but in my defence, what is my defence? I think fucking I fell off the ladder and stabbed myself, and the guy was talking about loads of redback spiders everywhere, loads of redback spiders. Is it we're having a there's redback spider season or some bullshit like that, and somebody said they were going to leave and go off to this party town which is a few hours up the road and try and get a job there. And I thought, well, fuck, if that beats standing on this ladder in a tree with redback spiders for the next 6 weeks in a town where, you know, there was nothing, there was one pub and a load of like crazy like fucking hillbillies that have come to fruit pick as well. So, you know, I'm sure there was a load of fights. Some people stayed behind. I'm sure there was loads of fights going on. People pissing on people's tents and that, on the backpackers' tents and stuff for a laugh. Things got heated. The divide between hillbillies versus backpackers. But I was gone. I was off to the party town. And I got a job straight away. First day I was there. So, fucking great decision that was. Spur of the moment. Anyway, what's it called? The football club has apologised for putting blow-up sex dolls around its empty stadiums in South Korea. What they've done that for? To create an audience of sex dolls. 30 dolls with adverts for porn sites on them. Well, did they know that? They must have known that. You can't put, well, they must have known. They don't look like porn dolls in the photos. They've got clothes on and everything. But they've got masks on and clothes and whatever else. But they're holding up signs for advertising sex doll or a porn site. So somebody's got paid. Somebody's got paid. And he might have got paid with, you know, something in kind. If that's, you give us, we'll give you 30 sex dolls. And we'll, no, you let us put out our 30 sex dolls there, and then you can, and we'll give you something similar in return behind closed doors. That's probably what's gone on. There's definitely a handshake gone on behind the scenes to make that happen. Anyway, what's wrong with that? They're sexy dolls, them dolls that don't look too bad from a distance. You know, they've got hair, they look like real lifelike, so. I mean, nobody's shagging them, for fuck's sake. It's not the fucking, it's not like a, you know, a porn scene going on in the stands. Not yet, anyway. Maybe that is. Maybe, I don't know what's going to go on. I'm going to leave that one. I can't really talk about, I don't know where to go with the sex doll one. Maybe the 30, what's going to happen to him afterwards? They're going to fill the stand. They're going to be the club. They're laughing stock. That's what they're pissed off about. They become the laughing stock. They're going to be a fan base of just sex dolls and perverts, because the perverts are going to come with their sex dolls then. I remember there was a sex doll group, like a meetup. I sort of read it in a paper ages ago. And these blokes used to take their sex dolls, who were their wives, and take them to the meetup, which was like a gathering where they'd meet up for a pint and whatever else, like couples would. And I'd sit around, like, in the pub, well, in their private room that they've all, in the pub, and sit around chatting to each other, like couples chatting to other couples with just with their sex doll. And they're not normal people, but they're not, are they? They're not normal. So when you look at people and you think they're normal, they're not fucking normal, most. People can look as normal as anything, and then they do something like that. They're like wacky, crazy, like, you know, and they'll talk to you like, it's totally normal, like, it's, what's the problem? She's my, this is the love of my life. She doesn't answer back. She don't do fuck much. She doesn't do anything, does she? She don't like, doesn't help me with the houseworker much, so you're not getting much, you know, codependence with her. You know, you cook one night, she cooks the next. You get none of that. All you get, even in the sex, you're having to do most of the work, all the work. You know, I told you I spoke about it ages ago. There was a bloke trying to shag a sex doll on a program, some fucking crazy program, Me and My Sex Doll or something. The guy was trying to shag this one that somebody had sent to him as a $5,000 it was, and it looked good, but the guy just couldn't work it. It was like, he made a right mess of it. It was like he was trying to fucking put together an IKEA piece of furniture the way he was throwing it around. He was totally naked trying to get it on with it, but tell you what, it wasn't, it didn't look very entertaining for either of them, to be honest. It's the kind of thing that it looks like he would fucking end up with an injury, in fact. A snap of some kind is going to happen at some point, because it's all hard surfaces, isn't it? Catch it at the wrong angle. Fucking hell, am I talking about sex dolls? I've never gone on to that. Anyway, let's talk about bald blokes with no longer... bald blokes may no longer have to look like Dr. Evil, because there's a miracle potion coming out to cure baldness. That's like big money, always. Big money, penis enlargement, and... a cure for baldness, like it's almost like taking candy from a baby to get blokes to hand over their money. And now they've got another one. It's a new trial to put potion on your scalp twice a day for 16 weeks, and it gives a significant increase in your hair count. But I bet it costs thousands of pounds as well for you to do it. So they're like that, nice one. Even if it don't work, half the time, they have to wait a while for the last one that didn't work, for people that to disappear out of people's memories when they've lost loads of money on it. And then they come up with a new one under a different name, and then they do it all over again, and everyone's like, oh, there's a new one out, let's give that one a go. I can't stand being bald. The only person who loves me for it is my blow-up doll, who's also got a bald head when her wig falls off. So we're both like can bang heads together like a pair of testicles, pair of like, what's that thing that abacus, no, what's the thing that go on that you have on the desk? I don't know what the fuck it's called. It's like a time thing. I don't know what the hell it is. Anyway, that's a joke, don't go off at me. If you're bald and you're watching, I love you really. It's not, most bald blokes are fucking really attractive anyway. It's like some of the hard men, the tough guys, have all got bald heads. They even shave their heads to look bald. So don't be put out by having a bald head. I saw a bloke today in the park. He had a bald head and like a long, you know, like the sideburns, but they're really long, like down his back almost. Really long, the bit of hair that he's got, he's grown it like, he must have grown it for fuck knows how long, 15 years or something. It's like down past his shoulders. Now that looked weird. He looked like a cartoon dog or something, you know, like with the big long ears. Strange, but he seemed to like it, so why not? Aliens, intelligence, life on... an intelligence boffin thinks that there's no intelligent life out there. Aliens' life may exist, but just as microbes, not as intelligent beings with green-eyed super beings. Well, tell that to all the UFOs that have been visiting the Earth, because if they're microbes without intelligence, they're not going to be building spaceships and flying up and down and flying around, especially like the one I saw. And lots of other people have seen. So I'm afraid, Mr. Theory, that one is going to be cast aside by me and my, my believers, if you like. But how do you know? I mean, they're talking about there might have been life on Mars. There might have been life. Fucking, you don't know how big the all the different, how far space goes. There could be like somebody who's like, been like an Earth. Imagine like there's been like a planet that's been like us, but it died out. But it was like us for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. We got us like past our intelligence and whatever else, and then they died out, and now it's just like a barren planet. Hit by an asteroid or whatever else. Could be. We can't be the only fucking thing out there, surely. That's just boring. I'm not having it. We might just be a speck on like, fuck knows, on like a tiny little dot. I like them cartoon films or with ants or something like that, where everything, the thing down there is a tiny dot compared to the whole situation. you know, we might be a tiny little speck in, like a little bacteria, our little world. You never know. One day there might be a big fucking foot come down and just boot the fucking earth across space like a football and boot us into, you know, into no man's land. Send us on the right journey. Imagine that. That could happen if we go out of sync with the what's it called, going around the sun. Imagine if we just break away and just start fucking disappearing off into somewhere else. We'd all fly off into space, wouldn't we? Because the Earth would stop, so we'd all be flying. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with that. I'm losing myself there. I'm trying to be intelligent about space. I'm not Brian Cox, but that Brian Cox, I can listen to. I believe anything he says. He's like the most. He just sounds intelligent. He sounds like he knows exactly what he's saying. He could talk a right load of bullshit, and I'd buy it. I'd be like, yeah, that's true. He could sell ball cure. He could sell the ball cure to anybody. He'd be like, everyone'd be like, that's true. Everything you just said, that's 100% true. I believe it. Here's my 10 grand. Can I have my little bottle of holy water that's come out of the tap? Peckham Spring, like out of Del Boy's tap. Pour it on your head. Next thing you know, Brian Cox has gone off into the sunset with all his newfound fucking wealth. Anyway, menthol cigarettes are at the end. Menthol cigarettes are banned in the UK from tomorrow, but one in four who smoke them have no idea. So tomorrow morning, you're going to have a shock. If you smoke menthol cigarettes, they're no longer. But I've got a cure for you. What you do is you go in and you buy normal cigarettes and you buy a pack of Polos. And every time you have a fag, you eat a Polo. And then it becomes a menthol cigarette. Job done. People still buy Polos. Polos still exist, don't they? I've not had a Polo for a long time. I might buy some now, tomorrow, after that. Quite fancy a Polo. After all that. Polo, I've just plugged your product on my podcast, so I want paying for that. I want, what's it called, royalties or advertising? If Polos boost sales, I want my share. Thank you. Right, last one I'm going to do. Bros star Matt Goss says Reggie Cray used to call him from prison and read poetry down the line to him. Must have fancied him, surely. He said he called him out of the blue. A gangster serving life in prison. Reggie Cray, he's a famous gangster in England. Well, he was. He used to phone Matt Goss out of Bros and phone him and read poetry down the line to him. I tell you what, that was definitely sexually charged. That ain't like, well, how'd you call him out of the blue? Because he's a pretty boy, isn't he, Matt Goss? And he must have just like took a liking to him. And as he's a gangster, you can't really turn him down, can you? If he's phoning you up, he'd be like, probably have someone come and knock on your door going, you're going to take Reggie Gray's calls. If you don't, I'm going to be fucking coming around. And I'm going to be fucking you. Because he can't, because he's 30 years in prison. So, and I'm not even gay, but I'm going to fuck you because I've been ordered to by the boss. So, that's what that situation might occur. But anyway, nice gesture. He's reading poetry down the line to him. So that's probably like a weird but wonderful thing to have going on in your life, because I guess it's safe from a distance. He's behind bars, so he can't really attack you apart from how I've just described. Right, anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it. Hopefully the Earth doesn't stop. We don't go off on another kilter off into space. But also, I hope that the aliens come down and prove that guy right and come and get my autograph before they leave. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See ya, bye.